One of the things that I greatly appreciate is the brotherhood in the church and the brotherhood and sisterhood that exists from those of us that had the chance to spend a little bit of time in Italy. It's interesting, as I go around to different state conferences, it's not unusual for me to tell a story or two from the days in Italy. And I always try to make Vince Rampton be a good guy in those stories. I'll have people come up after and talk about, they've got, that they were in Italy, they were in this mission, or they've got a relative in this mission or that mission. And it's always interesting to see the spirit that comes from that joint feeling of love and emotion that we have for the Italians and for the growth of the church in Italy. One of the real interesting phenomena about Italy and about missionary work generally is how you just see a little piece of the picture. I had a situation happen while Sister Curtis and I were there the second time, where I had a man call me from Udine that was going to be baptized. Omar had first started coming to church in the 1970s, and finally situations were such in his life that he was going to get baptized, and he gave me a list of missionaries around the mission that he wanted to be able to come to his baptism, and he wanted me to come perform the baptism. And I said, here's what I'll do. I'm going to get in the mission van in Padova, and anybody that's along the way on your list, I'll pick up. So we stopped, and we started with a few in Padova. We stopped in Mestre and picked up some more, and eventually got on to where he was in Udine. And after the baptism, his board testimony and said he just wished that all the missionaries that he had worked with, and the ones that found him first in the 70s, and the one that had worked on him in the 80s and in the 90s, and then finally in the 2000s that he'd baptized, he wished they all would know that their missions had not been in vain, that they had had an impact on him. Now, it's interesting how many times I saw that played out again. People that had first met the missionaries years before, maybe didn't show up for an appointment, and then kind of got dropped, and then refound again. It was interesting how many we had that were going on their second or third or fifth time learning, hearing the lessons. So what your work had an impact that you will never know the full extent of. I had a couple of occasions. I had one interview with a television reporter from Padova. But she grew up in Verona. And the interview went really well. She gave me nothing but softballs to hit out of the park. I mean, it was really a nice interview. And then after I got talking to her, the missionaries had come and taught her family when she was a little girl. And she'd always had a really positive impression of the missionaries and how cute they were riding on their bicycles. Right then, a couple of elders drove by the window and she said, quick, got the cameraman to run out and take pictures of our missionaries riding their bikes in the driveway of the mission home. You will never know the full extent of the good that you did. Keep praying for those people. Keep hoping for them. Keep in contact to the extent you can. Good will come from the work that you do. I have a testimony of the truthfulness of the gospel, and say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.